DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Vrabel, whether it's by design or not, does not have his guys ready for week one. And I thought the Raiders were more ready to go. I thought they had a clear identity. I thought the Patriots were all over the place in terms of their offensive approach, their defensive approach, you know, too much stuff on the menu for opening week. And, you know, that led to a loss. So I think if you're looking for blame as far as this week one loss, then I would put Mike Vrabel at the top of the list because he's in charge. He's getting this team ready. He's setting the direction of the game plans, and I just don't think that they were ready to go. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be not ready to go next week or going forward, but for week one, if you're into one-game seasons, I thought Mike Vrabel was not at his best going into this game.
High noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Bedard dumping all over Vrabel.
Wow.
You'll hear.
I don't know how is it by design not to be ready?
Well,
that's not what he meant.
I think what he's implying there is the old Bill used to put more and more on their plate. He'd build in a slow start.
Got it.
And
this
maybe,
team can't afford that, though.
Maybe Vrabel does that on purpose because he's lost four straight openers, I think is what he's saying. I agree with you. They can't afford it, but yeah, I think that's what he's getting.
I would rule it out just because I think with Bill and when you had Brady, you sort of knew where you were at, and they would sort of ease into the season, and they could get away with it. You could lose to Peyton Hillis and the Browns, and it wouldn't come back to bite you. You'd still be the number one seed. You'd have a bye, and you'd probably make the Super Bowl. This team, they're going to be scratching and clawing probably for every win. Even if you're on the high end of the win total like I am, or if you're a little bit lower, there's going to be a lot of really close games. And teams like the Raiders are probably going to be in a similar boat to you.
Right. Maybe at the end in Tennessee, Vrabel thought he could do it. That shouldn't be the case this year.
No.
But maybe Bedard just giving him some wiggle room. And by the way, you'll hear Vrabel later on this hour. Scheduled.
Yeah, I'm interested.
For 12:55. Whenever he talks, you'll hear it live. Here on Jones and Keefe. Brian, real quick, if you could throw whatever you had back up on the Twitch chat there, because I wanted to mention this.
Yeah.
If you're calling in the show today, it's 617-779-7937. If you're calling into the show, you'll talk to intern Abe back there. And when I was in the hallway, he said, hey, I worked in the Cape League this summer.
Brag.
Sick brag, bro.
I had a side job, which was on a corn dog truck.
Sick brag, bro.
So he worked on a corn dog truck?
Yeah, so if you have any corn dog questions, he's answering phones back there.
Yeah, how do you finish one?
He's our corn dog insider here on Jones and Keefe.
So he was just selling corn dogs?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Did he have to prepare them, or are they already prepared?
This is a good question. Yeah, These are all things I should have asked when
should
I was talking
Should we get him in later and when break down these corn dogs?
What I did ask was, were you sick of them by the end of the summer? Because I'm like, that's a lot of corn dogs. He's like, I only had like two or three all summer. I'm like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Strong willpower.
Seriously. Yeah. I would have had two or three a day. I would have been like dead after the first week. They're like, you need to eat something other than corn dogs. I'm like, yeah, but we're at the corn dog truck.
Yeah, but I mean, I work for the corn dog truck.
I do. I work for Big Corn Dog over here.
I'm baiting corn dogs. So there you go.
That's exciting. We will have to follow up with him.
We'll have
to have intern Abe in here to talk corn dogs. Not right now.
Grab bag.
But at some point. Yeah, maybe.
Grab bag
feature.
Corn dog minute.
The corn dog minute with Abe.
All right.
I'm sold if he is.
It's coming up. 617-779-7937. Big week for Mike Vrabel. Dolphins are reeling.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned this comment earlier. Xavien Howard, you see what he had to say about Tua?
No.
So Xavien Howard played in Miami. He now plays for the Colts. He said after the game, he says, we knew the guy. He gets the ball out pretty quick. Once we take away his first read, I feel like it's panic mode after that, and it showed.
Tua Tagovailoa.
So that's how people are now talking about Tua. What is it again?
You got there.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, nailed it. So
he's
looked
like an MVP at times in this league, and then he's also looked like a mess.
So Mike McDaniel is on the hot seat. That's what people are saying. Ex-teammates are saying about Tua. It's like, get him off his first read, and the guy's going to panic.
Yeah.
So
which makes you say, wow, Mike McDaniel really did do a lot a couple years ago.
He's not doing very much.
Offense.
Not doing very much right now, I would say.
How many concussions ago was that? That poor guy, he's gotten just drilled every year.
Good point. But the Dolphins are reeling. Vrabel needs a big answer, like needs a big answer this week,
yeah,
or what feel like little fractures, like maybe Vrabel criticizing McDaniels,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
maybe McDaniels through the media, like I don't know any media members in particular, but perhaps the clip we just played from Bedard,
maybe,
are letting you know that McDaniels isn't real thrilled with Vrabel. And so these are little fractures that could be blown wide open if they lose this game against what looks to be a pretty bad Dolphins team this weekend.
Yeah, and I think the team that you're playing makes it so much worse, or potentially could make it so much worse, because say week two was at Buffalo, you almost chalk it up as a loss. You sort of tip your cap to them. You're like, hey, play competitively, whatever. Like, don't get embarrassed. And then sort of figure it out from there. But nobody looked worse than the Dolphins did week one.
Nope.
Nobody. And as bad and as frustrated as we are about the Patriots' loss, it wasn't that. It wasn't scoring 8 points and getting blown out by Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts. So that was far and away the worst thing. Mike McDaniel went into the season as the favorite for first coach fired. That only strengthened the odds after week one. So even though you are going to Miami, which has been difficult even when Bill and Brady were at their best, mm-hmm, it was still a tough place to play. Yeah, if you have another bad effort here, you'll get some people saying, well, it's only two games. I don't know, though. It feels more than that because it was a home game against the Raiders, and then it was a division game against a team that is reeling. So it's not just two games, right? Like, it looks differently because they both come across as very, very winnable, even though I know they're slight underdogs this weekend.
Meanwhile, we talked to Tommy Curran yesterday. We talked a lot about Vrabel's comment. Is there too much on Drake May's plate? Mm-hmm. And is he overwhelmed? We asked Curran about that yesterday. Here's what he had to say about the relationship between Vrabel and McDaniels.
I don't have any intel that it's not great, but I look at Vrabel specifically scrutinizing and theorizing about, we got to run the ball more. We got to be stubborn when we get to the line sometimes and not look for perfect. And we might have to take more off of Drake's plate. Those are all salvos at the offensive decisions being made. Josh is a prideful guy. He's got a lot of accomplishments. Is he comfortable with being singled out or questioned publicly after the first game? So maybe Vrabel doesn't see it as such, and maybe McDaniel says that's what he's supposed to do. He's at the podium. He's being honest. And maybe not, but it's going to require people to put their egos in their pockets to get where you want to go.
That's
egos
wild.
In pockets.
We're 1 week in, and we got to put egos in pockets.
Because all the issues last year, I don't feel like Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt ever were sniping at each other, were they? I mean, we had Jonathan Kraft calling out.
No. What happened late in the year? Was it the Cardinals game? It might have been the same game where Kraft was on screen, but wasn't there something weird about?
Oh, maybe you're right.
What was his? But that was late. I mean, it certainly wasn't week one.
No, they won last year. Yeah, that's right. They won.
What was his criticism of Van Pelt late in the year? I can't remember.
But that was also a weird year too, because it was like
he's like, you got to ask. All right. Yeah. What did he say? I'll look it up.
Ask the play caller or something.
Yeah. I feel
maybe.
It was,
maybe you're right.
That was the gist of it. But it took a while. It was December.
It did take a while. Yeah. And that was also a strange year too, because, you know, whose decision was it to even start Drake May? Like, at least this year, like, none of that. Like, you knew who the starting quarterback was right off the rip. There was no even discussion who the starting quarterback was. So not like you could have sides in that. But no, this is not something that I had predicted, that this early in the year. I thought there was a chance you could get a little bit of friction between the two, only because this wasn't the guy he hired. There's no way to really feel like this was his first choice.
Shotgun marriage. By the way, it was the Cardinals game last year. Mayo was asked if the team considered running Drake May down by the goal line instead of using their running backs up the middle. Mayo replied, "You said it, I didn't."
Oh, right. that's right.
But that was December. Again, that was late in the year opposed to the first game.
Oh, yeah, and that was probably when Mayo was already, like, now starting to think about, like, his job security. So
you said
probably,
it, I didn't.
Yeah, good one. Okay, all right, I stand corrected. So that did happen. It happened much later in the season. What was the record at that point?
Oh,
2-10?
Yeah, they were
whatever.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, right away, we're already talking about egos. Also, I would think, now I know they're all professional coaches, and in the case of, what, 3 out of 4 of these guys that we're talking about, Mayo, Vrabel, Van Pelt, McDaniels, they're former pro athletes. I feel like the egos are probably a little bit higher with these two.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Good suggestion, by the way, on the text line, 617-779-7937. It's not the Corn Dog Minute. It's the Corn Dog Corner.
Damn, that's a better name. It was right there in front of
us. That's a better name.
The Corn Dog Corner. We'll have that in grab bag today.
Let's go to the phones. Justin is in D.C. Hello, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I predicted 6 wins for this team because I just don't think Drake May is really that good or ever going to be. But I'm a little bit more worried looking into Mike Vrabel, and I got to ask, if May isn't elite, is Vrabel capable of being a coach for this team? Because in Tennessee, in 6 years, he only won more than 10 games twice. He also only had a top 10 defense once in points against. He was a defensive coordinator for the Texans 1 year, and they were dead last in points against as a defense that year. And he ended his tenure in Tennessee with extreme dysfunction with the front office, which is how he is starting his tenure right now in New England. So if May is not elite, you need an elite offense, you need an elite defense, and a really good coach to compete for a Super Bowl. What do you guys see in Vrabel that makes you believe he is that coach?
Well, I don't know that either of us do believe that he is that coach. I think we just believe that it was an easy schedule and the Patriots would be able to overcome some things. So I don't know that I personally wasn't the biggest believer in Vrabel.
Yeah.
He's drawing an interesting line there. He said more than 10 wins twice. They did win 9 games off the top of my head in 2 other seasons. Isn't that right?
Yeah, he only had 1 losing record, I believe.
Yeah.
Or no, 2. I'm sorry, 2. He went 9-9, 11-12, 7-6.
Right.
Made the playoffs 3 times, went to the conference championship once.
You can say he won 10 or more games twice. He had 4 winning seasons.
Yeah, and also when you look at the 6 defenses that he had in Tennessee, he's correct to point out only 2 were in the top 10, but 5 out of 6 were in the top half. So I feel like you sort of do have a baseline of the defense at least being in the top half. I know that shouldn't be the goal.
I also would correct it. He said he's already feuding with the front office. I don't think he's feuding with the front office. I think he's feuding with the OC. But whatever, nitpicks and gripes aside, I think his overall question is good. I think it's a good time, Keith, to go back to our confidence rankings. You asked this earlier in the show.
I have the most confidence in
Vrabel,
him.
Vrabel, McDaniels, May, you'd rank him again?
I'd go Vrabel, May, McDaniels.
May, Vrabel, McDaniels.
May, Vrabel, McDaniels. Okay, so we both have McDaniels last.
Yes.
And we're flipping the top 2.
Yeah.
I think at least with Vrabel and the callers, like, why do you think he's any good? I mean, he had Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback who wasn't good before or after.
It's an
and
example
he made the playoffs 3 times.
Not having to win with an elite quarterback.
Yeah,
is Tannehill.
Which is hard to do in the league.
It is.
And he did it. And he did have a winning record. And it also, we talked about this a lot when he got hired, right? I wasn't my first choice. However, he didn't trade away A.J. Brown. In fact, he told A.J. Brown he wasn't going to get traded. He was adamant that they were going to keep him. All of Vrabel's good years in Tennessee were with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Then his front office traded him away and replaced him with Treylon Burks. That's tough for any coach to kind of deal with. I also overall like his personality, and I think he is a good – I think the players respect him. I think the former player thing helps, but you'd be like, well, so was Mayo. But I think Vrabel also has the coaching experience where he's been an NFL head coach. He's been a coordinator. He's in the college game. Like, he knows a lot of people around the league. He wasn't just handed the job like Mayo. I think Vrabel is a guy that really, like, earned the job that he got before and has earned this job. So I like his chances of success more than I do Josh McDaniels, who, without Brady, the resume is a little shaky. Without Belichick, the resume is trash. And Drake May, way more of an unknown than either, hasn't given me a whole lot of reason to be super excited,
right,
though.
Which I think a lot of people, when we brought this up earlier, a lot of people were like, well, he's proven nothing. Exactly.
Right, I mean, McDaniels has had 20 years in the league or more. Vrabel's had 20 years.
I know what McDaniels is. I think I know what Vrabel is. We don't know what May is. And I actually consider that at least potentially a positive. There's a wide range of outcomes, but I consider that potentially a positive. So from most confident to least, how would you rank them? May, Vrabel, McDaniels. That would be my personal order. Keith goes Vrabel over May. Also has McDaniels last. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Mike Vrabel, you're going to hear from him. Coming up later on this hour, scheduled to speak at the end of the noontime hour, so you'll catch it here live on Jones and Keefe.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before.
Right. Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely. I mean, look, of all positions, being a quarterback is not just the physical part, not just the mental part, the emotional part, everything that goes into it. And sometimes it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes moments like that for it to kind of come to fruition.
So that was Brian Hoyer yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. He was answering a question about J.J. McCarthy, the level of belief that a team has in a quarterback. And we cut out the first part of his answer, but the first part of his answer was about Brady. He's like, there's the greatest of all time at not just playing quarterback, but having belief in the huddle and in a locker room is Tom Brady because he did it. And you made the point earlier today, Keith. He did it almost right away.
Yeah.
Won his first start.
It didn't take long.
I forget exactly where their Chargers game was early on in his first year as a starter in 01. I think it was September. If it wasn't September, it was early October. So he got that belief quick. J.J. McCarthy, first start, win. First start, come from behind, win. And he was an important factor in that. They ran the ball well. They played defense and shut down what the Bears were doing. So he wasn't the only reason they came back. But he was a big, big factor in that comeback. So already he has some of that belief in the locker room. And I just don't know how you could have it in Drake May. You might like him. I think his teammates do seem to like Drake May. And you might be a popular teammate. But does he have the belief in the locker room when he piles up loss after loss after loss? And maybe people were even willing to give him, and I mean his teammates, maybe they were willing to give him some wiggle room going into the opener this year. And now you go out and you lose the Raiders game. You play the way you played. We talked to Taylor Kyles earlier today from CLNS. He put most of the blame on May for missing plays that were there and not playing well in the first game. I'd imagine there are guys in that locker room who are now second-guessing it and going, all right, do we believe in this guy? And there's only one way to do it. You got to go out and do it on the field.
Yeah, because I think liking him and respecting him and all that is a good place to start. But then you can only really accomplish that true belief if you've been there, done that, I think. Right, like if you're in the locker room, it might be a good question for Wiggy, who played with like a lot of different quarterbacks in his career. Right, like I'm sure it took, and not just Brady, right? Like he played for Jake DeLong, he played with Dante Culpepper, he played with a bunch of different guys. And I would assume once you see them do it in that moment, you're like, doesn't mean they do it every time, right? It doesn't turn into David Ortiz where you're like, all right, every time he's going to come through. But like, I've seen it before, it can happen again, gives the whole team confidence. So Drake May does not have a fourth quarter comeback in his career.
No.
And fourth quarter comeback is also
one win.
Right.
But he's left games and they've won when he left.
Correct.
Yeah.
But like a fourth quarter comeback also isn't the craziest thing in the world. This isn't, I'm not even talking about like a final drive.
No.
This is just you're down the fourth. You have 15 minutes. You might have four possessions.
Right.
But like
McCarthy didn't come out with 30 seconds to go.
Right.
And down a field goal and lead his team to a win. I mean, when did they take the lead in the fourth quarter? Early.
I was looking at this list. I mean, there are some wild names, like active players that do have fourth quarter comebacks.
Oh.
Just horrible guys. You know, Mason Rudolph has two. Davis Mills has two. Anthony Richardson has two. Will Levis has two. Sam Howell has two. Jake Browning has two.
Richardson had one against May.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like Drew Locke, Mac Jones. Like, all these guys have them. But even, like, the rookie class, like, or the, I guess, second-year class. Like, Caleb Williams has a couple. Bo Nix has three. Jaden Daniels has four. So early on, and besides Daniels, you can debate how good or bad any of the other guys really are. But they have guys in the huddle that are like, remember, oh, yeah, that guy, we were down in the fourth quarter, and this was the quarterback that helped us win the game.
No, and to your point about it's, we're not talking about final 2 minutes or the final drive of a game. We're just talking about a fourth quarter comeback. The Vikings took the lead with 9:46 to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets credit for a fourth quarter. May doesn't even have one of those.
No.
Now he has
games. Anthony Richardson won.
He put
the
it.
Colts kept the ball for the last 6 minutes of the game and
yeah,
scored.
Yeah, and there are games like the Tennessee game where he came back
like
and tied it up, mm-hmm. but then he mm-hmm. threw a boneheaded pick in overtime. Right. So, you know, there are games where maybe he could have. And he put the team in a good spot,
go
and the team didn't help him. Yeah, so there's a lot of that. But already one game in, I don't know how you could have that level of belief. There's only one way to get it. Now, Twitch chat is pointing out.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Guys, he beat the Bears. The Bears! You played the Raiders.
Yeah, what's the point? Or are they saying that like
the
doesn't
Bears
count?
Suck,
every win counts. It's the NFL. Like, well, there are bad teams.
The Raiders last year won 4 games. The Raiders the year before that won 8. The year before that, they won 6.
I think the Raiders last year had like the 25th defense, or was it maybe lower? They had one of the worst defenses in the league. And they have a new coach.
They have right? one winning.
Carroll's a good defensive
guy. They have
one
winning season in their last 8. That's the Raiders. And so what? So fine. His win was against the Bears. They stink.
They still lost to
earmuffs
the
back there, yeah. Brian, but they fine. You lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, no, I don't mean.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they get a lot. I don't think he gets I'll give him credit for the win against the Bears. We can also say you should have beaten the Raiders. That's how I look at it.
If he has a fourth quarter comeback against the Dolphins this week, I don't wonder why they were down in the fourth quarter, but I'll give him credit for the fourth quarter comeback.
Take it.
Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Paul is in Abington. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. If I had to put in order who I'm most confident about, right now I'd put Vrabel at top. I just don't – you could pick the other two out of a hat, and it's mainly because I don't know enough about Drake May yet. Nobody knows how good that guy is. We're 18 games into his career right now. McDaniels has really fallen backwards more than I would have ever thought, and his credibility's out the window, it seems. So I'm not really confident in all three parts, but I'll stay with Vrabel number one. The biggest thing you got to realize – everyone keeps talking about – Drake May and how good he should be and how good he can be. He's 18 games into his career. And about fourth quarter comebacks, all that nature. They're not a good team yet. You need to give it time. And the biggest thing that goes against a quarterback in the NFL is how long the team continues to stink. That just ends up building on less and less confidence, yeah. I believe.
So they shouldn't stink this year, the Patriots. And they stunk week one. They shouldn't stink. If you're telling me I overrated them and they don't win the 9 games and make the playoffs like I predicted, or the 10 games and make the playoffs like Keith predicted, or the 11 that Taylor Kyles predicted them for. Like,
they're
fine.
Not out of it yet.
It's possible we overrated them. Fine. That's very possible. I acknowledge that. They shouldn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
They stunk week one. Mm-hmm. And May stunk might be too harsh, but he wasn't good.
Yeah, no, he... Right. I mean, he scored one touchdown against a team that's not great. So, like, he needs to be better than that. And he is obviously – they're all tied together, which is part of the, you know, part of the question, too, or how you have to figure it out. You know, all of their success is all kind of relying on each other a little bit. And that's why you're wondering, like, is it the right matchup, right? Because the last 5 years, it was obviously not. This year, like, you're right, like, each different version of it, like, whether it was Bill – Matt Patricia, Mac Jones, that wasn't it. You know, Bill O'Brien, Mac Jones, that wasn't it. Gerard Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, Drake May, that wasn't it. Vrabel, McDaniels, May, at least on paper, seems light years ahead of those previous four.
Yeah.
But 1 week in, the results are the same as those previous four.
They look like Mayo's Patriots last year.
Yeah, they did.
That's 1 week. Now, yeah. Now look, it's only 1 week, and I acknowledge that. Last year, the Patriots came out and beat Cincinnati in week one, and I was buying in on the Mayo stuff and like, okay, I was wrong about that. Maybe I'll be wrong about this too, but we're going off what we saw, and what we saw was nowhere near good enough. So perhaps that changes this weekend against the Dolphins. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We brought up it's a big week for Vrabel and his program, the whole operation down there. You can't start 0-2, losing to the Raiders and then to this Dolphins team. Let me throw something else on the heap with Miami.
All right.
So McDaniel is on the hot seat.
Yes.
I had him for first coach fired. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Hot Leader seat in the bowl. Clubhouse.
Yeah. Hot seat bowl, him and Shane Steichen. Steichen coached
pants him.
Completely pants him. Thank you.
Pants. Removed his pants.
No pants.
No. Nope.
Sans pants on Mike McDaniel after that game. So there's that. We referenced the Xavier Howard comments about Tua earlier in the day. McDaniel just spoke to the media down in Miami, and Vrabel's going to do it later on this hour. Stay tuned. You'll catch it live here on WEEI with Jones and Keefe. Mike Vrabel's scheduled to speak at 12:55. We'll see when he actually talks. Whenever it is, you'll hear it here. McDaniel was asked about Tyreek Hill, the latest allegations against Tyreek Hill, which is 8 incidents of domestic violence by his estranged wife. McDaniel said, quote, "We've been in communication with the NFL, and we will let the process play out." I'm reading here from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He says it's unclear what process he's referring to. We previously asked the NFL for comment on the matter. That's Florio and PFT. As is the case with various things, the NFL would prefer not to comment. And so we've received no response. The implication there is that maybe there's an investigation from the NFL. So whether he's on the field this weekend or not, I'd say he's probably on the field this weekend.
Yeah, they usually move kind of slow.
But who knows?
Yeah.
That's hanging over their heads, too. Like,
thing is a mess.
It's a game you have to win.
It might be the worst situation in the league all of a sudden. And nobody was high on the Dolphins, but I think we all looked at it like, the Saints are worse, or what, maybe the Jets are worse. Like, we had worse teams when we were looking at the preseason. But all of this, and then the way they played in week one, and now it's on the field, off the field. They had to put one of their starting offensive linemen on the IL. Like, they are a disaster. They are an absolute disaster. And so it'll highlight it even more if that team beats you. Right? Like, they're just laying there. They're just, like, ready to quit already in week two. But if they win one for their coach, who everybody tells me they hate, right? Like, I told you how Rex Ryan went on this big thing. Like, everybody's like, oh, they hate their coach. They hate their coach.
What do you call him again?
I called him a nerd boy.
Nerd boy.
Yeah, I guess.
Good burn.
He smoked him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's coming back from that. But if everybody's right, and hopefully
I'd say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse.
It's true.
Then it got worse.
Yeah, because he says we're just one day closer to death. He said that early in the year, which should have, which basically was screaming.
Should have set off. Can't be set.
He was screaming for help. He was screaming for help, and nobody listened. But if you lose to that team, right? Like, that is tough. That's a tough go.
Look, before the year, I had them beating the Raiders. Both of us did. We both had them losing in Miami.
Yeah, flip it.
I mean,
get back on track.
You now have to flip it because the Dolphins are a way bigger mess than I expected. I understand that's been a hard place to play. You haven't won there since 2019. You better win there on Sunday.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel, later on this hour, we're also getting some clues, and maybe Vrabel will confirm this when he speaks. We're also getting some clues that Christian Gonzalez could be out there on the practice field today.
Woo!
Might be back this weekend against the Dolphins. Let's get to that with your phone calls next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel coming your way 15-ish minutes from now.
Woo! I'm looking forward to this.
He's usually a bit early.
Prompt.
He's a prompt man.
Yeah, he's punctual.
Scheduled for 12:55. I said that's a very specific time to me.
It really is.
Text line pointed out all times are specific, which I guess at the end of the day is true.
Touche.
Yeah, just 12:55 seems like an odd time. Maybe is more.
Like a lot of start times.
Yeah.
For like a press conference where you can plan it would be like 1:30, 1:30, that kind of thing.
That'd be a normal time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'm annoyed, we've gone down this road before. If you look at like baseball start times, they're all different. It's like 7:05, 6:45, 7:10, 7:15. They're all over the map.
The ones that are, even when you're like 7:10, I can get on board with that. When you're 6:45, that really throws me off. You can start a little after the top of the hour.
Sort of
that to me makes sense.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah,
like, hey, 6:45.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, fine. Why not just 7 sharp?
I don't like that. Yeah, they were just on the road somewhere, started 6:45. I'm like, what the hell is this?
No, they were doing some here, too. They were doing like 6:45. They do some.
The early in the year,
was it
maybe?
Back to school?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Drake May here in a moment. However, friend of the show, Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, what's Gonzo up to?
Well, maybe this is what he meant, Keith. I didn't even think about this now that we're talking about friend of the show. Gonzo on Instagram, and this is in addition to DJ James, cornerback, that we liked a lot in the preseason, getting released yesterday. Gonzo took to Instagram, and there was a song on Instagram by the great YTB Fat, two T's. Yeah, this is what it
Young
is.
Young track boy.
Yeah. The song's called Get Back.
Okay.
Let's give this another spin, yeah.
Ooh, they get back a mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let get back a mother. Let get back a mother.
They allow that on Instagram?
Apparently.
Man.
It's not a child-friendly account.
No, it's not.
But so that's Gonzo. Maybe what he meant the whole time, Keith, is back for 10 questions on Monday.
Is he going to join us on Monday?
Stupid me. Maybe that's
right there in front of our face.
Maybe that's what he meant the whole time.
We'd be happy to have him.
Guys, I'm not going to be back on the field. I'm going to be back on Jones and Keith 10 questions every Monday. Now, we're going to have to square that away with Hunter Henry.
Instead, Gonzo
and the surprise question of the week.
On the growing list of one-time guests that have left the show for different reasons.
It is. It does continue to grow.
That happens.
Perhaps that's what he meant the whole time. I mean, if that's what
he meant. I'm back with the guys, with the fellas.
If that's what he meant, I'm getting back with Jones and Keith for 10 questions every Monday.
Wouldn't rule it out.
I guess we shouldn't rule that out. So no. Shame on me for not picking up on that earlier today.
Could be him.
But do you expect him on the field today? Christian, you come on this show every single week here on WEEI. What is the name of this radio show?
Couldn't tell you.
Take a rain check on that.
Take a stab. Take a guess. Take a guess. No, I think he's back. We got to read into this stuff all the time, right, with athletes posting stuff on their Instagram or their Twitter or whatever else it is, and sometimes it means nothing, but other times it tells you exactly what's going on. And if he's going to tweet this, he's been out 6 weeks since he got hurt, didn't practice the whole week. There was no, like, limited and nothing like that. Didn't practice at all leading into the Raiders game. And this is going to be the first chance we have at this week's injury report. And if prior to today's practice, he's tweeting about, or I'm sorry, posting on Instagram about we're back, it better be about this. Or they're just messing around with fans at that point. Because what else do you think, how else are fans supposed to look at that?
I don't know.
So I think he's back, and I think he's back on Sunday.
That'd be my read.
My read and also my hope, but I think that'd be my prediction.
So stay tuned. Mike Vrabel comes your way at the end of the hour. He may have an update for you. When it comes to Gonzo and his availability, I thought Taylor Kyles made an interesting point when we talked to him last hour. Is the Miami game running around in the heat with Tyreek Hill, maybe, and Jalen Waddle, probably, is that the right spot to have him back turned loose?
See, it's hard to say without, was Gonzalez getting close to 100%, let's say, last week, and they thought, well, let's not go
give
crazy.
Give him one more week.
Yeah,
good
was
point.
It one of those kind
good
of
point.
Things? Because you don't really know. It had to be more than a grade one strain, though, like if he was out this long, missed more than a month. But we'll see. Like, I just wonder, like, was it even close last week? Or, like, are they rushing it now? Like, I mean, it's hard to say.
It is hard to say. My read on it is it wasn't close last week because he didn't practice.
Yeah.
Even, like, getting in a walkthrough type of practice on a Friday, he didn't even do that. So that's my sense, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's getting close to being back. We'll find out, hopefully, from Vrabel before the hour's out. We'll certainly get our answer to it later today, whether he's on the practice field or not, when the injury report comes out. Friend of the show, Jerome, is in Situate with a thought on Drake May. He always has other thoughts as well. Hello, Jerome.
Oh, hi, Jerome.
Hey, good. Hey, at the end of what I have to say, I dug up some more stuff on Rich.
I'm sure you
do. The thing that got me last Sunday was these screen passes. If you're going to throw a screen pass behind the line, you're never going to give the quarterback room to run. Everybody has somebody to guard on defense except the quarterback. And now if you keep the backs in, there's two linebackers going to stay with the backs. I don't know what the hell they're doing there.
Yeah, you don't like the spacing. It says here you want Drake May to run more, which we have a thought on that we can get to. But you have more on Rich. Is that what you said?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Do you remember the show Field of Dreams?
Yeah, the movie,
the movie?
Yeah, the film, yes.
Yes, the movie. Yeah, well, yeah. Do you remember Moonlight Graham?
Yeah, of course.
Was that Burt Lancaster?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm like Christian Gonzalez. Couldn't tell you.
Anyway, our buddy there, Rich Keefe, Adam, his old nickname on Glen Lake was Moonlight.
How's that?
And I'm trying to dig out where we get the.
Well, Jerome, let me ask the man since he's here. Your nickname on Glen Lake,
yeah,
was Moonlight,
according to Jerome. I don't.
This is a denial.
I don't know where he's getting any of this.
I feel like you're being evasive.
Nobody's ever called me Moonlight.
I feel like you're being evasive. So that's not your nickname. Okay.
I've never been called Moonlight.
Okay,
bad nickname too.
Terrible nickname.
Well, it depends on. Oh, it depends on why. It's a big nickname show.
Yeah.
So to answer Drum's question,
at least he didn't talk about the popcorn stand this time.
I was bracing for it.
Yeah.
You want Drake May to run more?
I also do. Yeah, I agree with Drum on that.
Right, well, we all agree on that.
I can see eye to eye with Drum on that.
Right to the popcorn stand.
Yeah, I thought that's where we were headed. I thought he was going to have some more intel. I thought he was going to throw a name at us. He's never thrown a name. He said, I stood up a girl, right? No, what was the... I promised a girl dinner, but then I just brought her to a popcorn stand?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he never said the girl's name.
Which we all know. We all know what the implication is there. So there you go. That's our thoughts on Christian Gonzalez.
Along with
Drake May, he should run more.
He definitely should run more.
He should run more.
He ran the first play of the game.
He did.
And then slid to make sure that he wasn't going to move at all.
Looked super comfortable.
He was like, see, guys, I'm not running. Slide down. And that was one of his, quote, four carries.
Sure was. So we got more of your phone calls. Good stuff on the phones all day long. 617-779-7937. We'll get to you there. And Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, scheduled to speak next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.